One of the biggest matchups of the National Football League season is happening this evening. Both the Green Bay Packers and their opponent, the Dallas Cowboys, have records of 10 wins and just one loss. But no matter how it goes, the game will likely be one of the least watched nationally televised games of the year. And joining us to explain why is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
It's a Thursday night. It's not Thanksgiving. What's the NFL doing with a game on television tonight anyway?
Well, you'll recall that the NFL created a package of 8 Thursday and Saturday night games that would be shown toward the end of the season. The league rejected an offer of about $400 million a year from a cable network in favor of showing these games on its fledgling NFL network. The idea here is to generate more revenue through fees from cable subscribers and advertising and create a long-term valuable property. It hasn't worked out that way yet. This is the second year that the NFL Network has shown games. The network is in less than 40% of U.S. homes. Audiences for these games have averaged about 4 million people, a quarter of what a typical Sunday game draws.
And the issue here is that the big cable companies just haven't agreed to add the NFL Network to their basic cable or their digital cable tiers. Why don't they?
Well, here's the capsule summary. The NFL Network is asking 70 cents per subscriber from cable operators, and that's more than twice what channels like CNN or Discovery get. The league says its games are prime programming and the money is justified. The cable operators, led by the biggies Comcast and Time Warner, say it's not worth it for just 8 games and a lot of filler programming like highlight shows and preseason games and reruns.
But you know, usually, when the problem is over a number, 70 as opposed to 35, it doesn't take a genius to do the arithmetic and split the difference somehow and get a price and put them on the cable. Why isn't that happening?
No, because these are two giant, stubborn, and very powerful entities. The NFL doesn't want to give in on pricing because it doesn't want to erode the perceived value of its games. It doesn't want to let cable companies stick this network on a premium sports tier that fans have to pay extra for because that way it would generate a lot less revenue. So the NFL has run to the FCC and to state legislatures and to the courts to try to get its way. But the cable companies aren't angels in this either. There's lingering bitterness over previous contractual battles with the NFL, and maybe a little payback here, too, over the way that the NFL and cable networks triggered incredible price escalations for sports starting in the 1980s.
Now, none of this might be worth our notice today, but for the fact that this game, Dallas versus Green Bay, take away the New England Patriots, this is the game between the two best teams in pro football.
Oh, yeah, the NFL lucked into this opportunity, and they've taken advantage of it with a full media blitz, a full-page ad in the New York Times today, an op-ed in USA Today. They're trying to create a fan backlash against the cable companies by jumping onto the bandwagon of this great game. And this is a game that no one would have predicted before the season would be a terrific one. The Packers were 8-8 last year. The Cowboys lost in the first round of the playoffs. Now they're battling for home field advantage in the playoffs, and they've got a great storyline. It's 40 years since the legendary Ice Bowl NFL championship game between these two teams in 1967, and you've got a matchup between 38-year-old Brett Favre, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and the Cowboys' 27-year-old quarterback Tony Romo, who grew up in Wisconsin.
Maybe we can hear it on radio.
Well, and not only that, but we got one more game toward the end of the season. If the New England Patriots end up trying to go undefeated, their last game on the NFL Network on a Saturday.
Oh, my. Stefan, thank you, and well, what a remarkable thing to have a cameo appearance for you on a Thursday instead of a Friday.
Good to be here, Robert.
Okay, Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal.